next performer. Is that you, Wendy? We are really privileged and blessed to have so many fine songwriter and performers. And our next performer is becoming more and more famous each year at the Florida Folk Festival. We're finding out how truly talented he is. He's also one of the nicest people in the world. He looks pretty funny to me right now. I'd like to introduce Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters from Citra.
This is how we get in the papers.
Check, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It does present a unique appearance, we must admit. We're the Swamp Rooters. We're going to do some swamp grass for you tonight. I know everybody's waiting around just to hear us, trying to find out what swamp grass is. We're going to do a little bit for you after we get these mics checked out. Everybody got one? Go. All right, we're going to start off singing one about an old buddy of mine that couldn't quit making that good moonshine, a fellow named Monroe Gandy from down in Lake County.
Monroe made the whiskey for the people. In defiance of the government he stood. Grew up with the sheriff of the county. Chances of his downfall wasn't good. He'd lay there in the woods and watch that groundhog. He could hear it moan, feel it shake the ground. Monroe double ran that pretty moonshine. No one knew where Monroe could be found. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. All right, boys. John Stein on that mantle. Was jealousy of money brought his downfall? They busted him outside the county line. Framed him up and tried him with a stolen gun. On a 10-year sentence, Monroe would do 9. It wasn't just the regular kind of trial. The jury wasn't ready to decide. No evidence had really been presented. A lying witness came and turned the tide. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Michael Godwin on that banjo. They sent old Monroe up to Rayford without a drink to soothe his angry mind. There he sat those 9 long years and dreamed about the woods he left behind. They let him out of prison last December. By summertime, old Monroe passed away. He was running 20 barrels of that Lake County corn and drank the whiskey on his dying day. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. Let me raise this thing up a little bit here. These things make me nervous. Yep. Reminds me of the time I got ready to graduate from the third grade. I was so nervous I couldn't hardly shave.
He hasn't shaved since.
And he hasn't shaved since.
All right, Swampgrass is composed of many styles of country music. We try to stay country, and we try to stay with the bluegrass instrumentation, which means nothing electric. So we're going to do one now out of the old country collection, one called Four Walls, thanks to Mr. Jim Reeves.
Out where the bright lights are glowing, you're drawn like a moth to a flame. You smile while the wine's overflowing, and I slept and whispered your name. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see. Like heaven, and while I'm still walking that old floor, I listen for steps in the hallway and wait for your knock on my door.
This is one we like to do most of all, and we like for this song to represent us more than any. And it's my statement to all those who come here from other places and might not respect Florida and our culture as we do. And so let me sing for you the East Florida Blues.
I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Duval County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. First it was the Timaqua, the Creek and Seminole, and along come the Spaniards and took their bloody toll. Then this place got cracker pie. satisfied with changing history. And along come the boom that brought the tourist industry. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Dixie County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. We ain't all that stupid and we ain't eat up with worms. If everything was rosy in your northern factory, then I'd say Pennsylvania is where you ought to be. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Monroe County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. To do as the Romans. The same goes here in Florida for every man and woman. If you don't like our thinking or our back of country songs, then I'd say up in Michigan is right where you belong. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Bradford County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. If you know.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate that very much. I hope everybody likes that one. I was didn't know whether it was going to be well accepted or not accepted at all, and it's been both. I'm sure that one will go down into the annals of Florida folk history. All right, let me talk to you 1 minute about one thing. I happen to be the president of a fine organization, the Friends of Florida Folk. The Friends of Florida Folk. And I would like to solicit your membership if you're in the least bit interested in what's going on in the folk world in Florida. We'd be glad to give you some applications. We're over here on the side of the stage, and we'd like as many people to join up as possible. We send out a nice newsletter once a month telling everybody what's going on. Thank you, and that's my plug for Friends of Florida Folk. A fella named Mike Lilly wrote this tune. It's called Hook It. Thank you. Mike Godwin, John Steinman. I got to tell y'all, this handsome young fellow over here on my right, playing the stand-up bass, this is Ted Burke. Isn't he pretty? He's available, ladies. He's available. In fact, all these guys are. One thing I didn't do was introduce the band. John, this is Mike. Ted, Whitey. Of course, I introduced the band. All right, we're going to do one last tune. One about my home county. Now my home county. I'm Jacksonville, Duval County cracker at heart, but I live down in right on the edge of Marion County now, near the cultural capital of the state of Florida, Gainesville. And what's happening down in Marion County is horse farms everywhere. They're scraping off the woods for big money. They're using horses for profit. And I personally love the lizards and the frogs and the hawks and the eagles, alligators, armadillos, catfish. Anything else? All those and the Florida panther. So I wrote this song about the horse farms called Creosote Cemeteries.
You ask me why do I cry when eagles scream in the sky? I know you wonder too why I moan when the wood ducks flew. I know you just can't understand my love for the water and the land. You'll certainly never know why I'd rather see the rattlesnakes grow than stand by and watch as they scrape Smilax, the elm, and the gray, just to throw up those creosote fences, the wrought iron and concrete benches, and worship those thoroughbred steeds in the creosote cemetery. Once was a time when these steeds provided for working men's needs. They walked and they pushed and they plowed, not for the big money crowd. They poked out a doggie or two, snake logs with the lumbering crews. They tugged the big guns of the war. Steeds are not needed no more. I won't stand by and watch as they scrape Smilax, the elm, and the grave, just to throw up those creosote fences, wrought iron concrete benches, and worship those thoroughbred steeds in their creosote cemetery.
Horse farm. Big money.
Just to worship those thoroughbred steeds in their creosote cemetery.
Thank you, folks. Swamp Rooters, Ted Burke, John Steinman, Michael Godwin, and Whitey Margolin. Thank you.
Let's have another hand for Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters. Whitey is a recording artist as well as a songwriter and performer, and if you didn't get a chance to purchase one of his cassette tapes, he has several. I'm sure he'd be happy to accommodate you behind the stage. It's too late to get him over there, so now it's up to the individual performers. So it's if you'd like to have one, please see Whitey behind stage. We all know that Florida is a melting pot, and we are really privileged to have the opportunity to hear from so many of these ethnic groups here at White Springs. Last year, the Metro Dade Folklife area brought us some fabulous, talented musicians and singers, some of whom we have already heard from this weekend, and we're about to hear from right now from a Venezuelan harpist who is a professional musician down in the, well, he's performing right now at a restaurant called Garcia's, which is located in Fort Myers. He's going to perform now with his son, Henry. So please welcome Jesus Rodriguez and his son, Henry, from Naples.